so thankful I ever learned to worship the Lord. I just wanted to, I felt just to share quick how I came to have liberty in worshiping the Lord. And I still need more, but with praise, I remember as Josh, as a young fella, that I was inspired to do an experiment about praise. This came to my head while I was sitting in the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church, and everyone was worshiping except for me. It came to me that maybe I should try something here, and because I really wasn't enjoying the worship, I found it very distracting. I don't know if anyone here feels that way, but I found it very distracting. I wanted to just quietly sit there and think my own thoughts. And so what I did was I said, you know, I'm going to wait for no one to be home. And because I was taught that he inhabits the praises of his people. And I heard that over and over again. So I waited for a day when no one was home. And I was in my living room. And I said, I have to find out if what they say is true, that if you worship, God does inhabit the praises of his people. And so what I started to do was I started walking around my living room coffee table, and I started saying, I praise you, Lord. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. But I was thinking more of what I was saying than him, you know? And not only that, I would go to the curtains now and then to make sure that nobody was coming home and, you know, catch me being a fanatic. You know, because I have had four sisters and one brother, and three sisters and one brother. Don't tell my mother I said that. But you know, I started walking around. I said, Lord. Finally, I said, I know. I'm just thinking of the words. Lord, I praise you. I worship you. I exalt you. God, you are my all in all. And you know, a strange thing happened. Jesus, I felt his presence in a way that I hadn't felt before. And I said, there's something, that was my discovery, my realization. There's something to this. God meets us in worship. Now, I wish I could tell you that after that experiment, that when the next service I was in, I had my hands raised and I was shouting hallelujah, but I wasn't. What happened with me was I just started saying, you know, I want to obey, and God, you are worthy of praise. And I realized that I use my words for so many useless, unnecessary things. I use, you know, to describe how I feel. I feel rotten today, or no, it's this, or if something exciting happens, you know, you can't help it, right? When something exciting happens, you go, this is great. Daniel, you're very good at that. I sit next to Danielle, and she's always happy, and that's good. But you know, I realized, Lord, why shouldn't I use my words to describe how wonderful you are and how awesome you are? And I began to worship and praise a little bit like this. I'll show you how. They would sing a song, and I would be like, praise you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. And that's okay, because that's all right, right? Amen? All the quiet people are like, yes. Yes. That's okay. And it ain't about how loud you are. But I felt like the Lord one time said, Keith, you ought to raise your hands because I've set you free. And that's just a celebration. I like to say that. It's just a celebration of there's no shackles on me. I'm free. And so I remember, I said, Lord, that's a good idea. You know, hold that thought, Lord. Because I didn't want to do it. And I finally, in one meeting, well, I used to sit my whole family. We had one, and remember I told you those spaceship seats? We'd all sit in those seats in that church. And I finally, the Lord said, I really felt like, just worship me, Keith. You know, it's in the Bible. It's in the Psalms about lifting up hands unto the Lord. And I said, well, I'm going to obey that. Because I had tasted and seen that God was good, so I wanted to obey that. And you know, I threw up my hands and I hit both my sisters in their faces. And, you know, and this, you know, this is my life. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. And I said, smack, you know. And so my sister Lenore goes, what was that? And when I got home, I said, I'm praising the Lord. She said, well, do it elsewhere. You know. So it was kind of awkward and weird. But I haven't stopped praising the Lord. I need to sit next to some of you.
But that was not right to say.
Well, I'm thankful for the freedom that comes in praising God. You know, it's not about being Pentecostal or charismatic or any other name you want to put on it. Please, save me from the label. You know, I don't want to be anything but His. I don't want to glorify anything but Him. And that's really what it comes down to, right? I want to ask us to this morning to pray again for the village. I want to pray every meeting we're in for them that God will have His way. Also, I want to tag on to that again. I mentioned to you last night that my daughter and Kristen Pianca are heading off to Tortola this morning, catch their flight, and I wish that we could back them up in prayer as well. So will you join me, please? Why don't we stand together and call in the name of the Lord? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. Oh, we call on your name. Lord, let's lift up our hearts for the girls in the village first, in the cottage. Oh, Lord Jesus, come to them. Lord, meet them, dear God. We call on your name, oh God, that you'll do a mighty work, Lord. Lord, break through. Break through. Lord, we're expecting you, dear God. Oh, you are able to do anything, and we call on your name. Lord, we believe you to put down the enemy, destroy the works of the enemy, and bring light and life to these children. Dear Lord, we pray, God, your intervention. Oh, Lord Jesus, abundant life, Lord, abundant life. We pray for these children. Dear Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, come to them. Come to them, Lord. Oh, we call in the name of the Lord, our God and our King. Do a mighty work, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. You're able. You are able to bring them through. You're able, Lord God. We know, dear Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Peter, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Lord, again, we are so privileged to be able to come before the throne of grace this morning.
Yes.
Father, we bring before you all of the girls in the village and the cottage, these young people, O God. These people upon whom you want to put your stamp, O God. And Lord, we're here, and they're here these 2 weeks in order for you to complete the work you have planned for these 2 weeks. Lord, you have a calling on each one of them. We know that, O God. This morning we claim your blessing on each one of them.
And, yes, dear Jesus.
Lord, we even here up at camp, Lord, we reject the work of the enemy, the doubt that may come up, the questions that may arise. Father, would you fill these counselors with faith and with joy?
Yes,
and Lord, as they minister to these young people, Lord, would you bless them? Would you fill them?
Yes,
would your Holy Spirit work through them? Lord,
you
want to be those channels that we sing about, channels of blessing. And Father, I pray that you would do that for these counselors. And Lord, we thank you also for young people that feel a call to the mission field, whether it's temporary or permanent. Father, we know that there's a lost world out there, and your word needs to go out, O God. And we thank you for Brother Keith's daughter and for this young lady who's going with her. Lord, as they travel this morning, we ask for your traveling mercies, your blessing. Lord, let them be a blessing even at the airport. Even as whoever they sit next to, Lord, would you cause them to be the light in this dark, dark world. And Father, we just thank you that we have you as our God and our God. And we praise your name this morning.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Let's sing. Let's turn to number 35 yet. Number 35. Praise Him, praise Him.
Straight.
Father, that as we look into your word, that you will cause us to have hearts that are good ground. Teach us. Show us the way. Lead us and guide us. Instruct us. Lord, we pray that you will build us up on our most holy faith. We believe you to do this, Lord. We pray that for we here, and as was prayed for, whether it's a cottage or the village, that the word of God will go forth into hearts and lives, and Christ will be manifested. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.